Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Woodbury County today has 17 new COVID-19 cases, with a total of 3,112 cases and 43 deaths. Iowa has nearly 500 new cases and 701 total deaths. At a news conference this afternoon, Kevin Grime, director of the Siouxland District Health Department, said he was disappointed with those numbers, especially in Woodbury County, and the reluctance of some people to wear face masks.
And I think it becomes more of a point of whether can somebody tell me to wear a mask or not, to the aspect of why would we not want to? We want to continue with opening up of the activities. We all like to do social things, but we also need to do these and within parameters to make sure that things are safe and that we're not doing things to contribute to the spread of the disease.
Grime was also asked about the decision by the Iowa Department of Education not to require face masks for students, teachers, and staff in K-12 schools.
That to me creates some red flags, and I'm concerned. So we will continue to work with our local districts and the masking sort of concept and other strategies. But I think that was one shortfall that, as I read through it, I thought caused me to kind of take a breath and think, okay, we're going to have to do this locally again, and what's best for us as a community. But that's not out of the ordinary for us either.
The Sioux City Community School District has passed a basic return to learn plan that advises the use of masks by everyone in the schools, but does not lay out exactly how that will work just yet. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update in the next hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.